Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, green baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. And I love movies. Yeah, this is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Zany's Comedy Club in Rosemont, Illinois on Sunday, February 17th. Right? Two oceans. You're laughing at me like I wrote it down wrong. Two oceans, 13. It's great to be here in a mini mall. Next to a Toby Keith's I Love This Fucking Place. Wouldn't that be awesome if there's like there's all that ice skating out there, the skating rink, and it's all families and lovely, and then you look up and the restaurant's called I Love This Fucking Place. Toby Keith's I Love This Fucking Place. Everybody needs a fucking place. I dreamed a dream of days. Okay, so since I last spoke and you listened, I went to Traverse City, Michigan on purpose for the Winter Comedy Festival put together by Jeff Garlin and Michael Moore, who I got to hear say my dad in person. He's like, are you the one with that podcast? That's not what he sounds like. I had the most fun you could possibly have while freezing. And so much fun, I might even endure it again next year. I will endure. So thank you, Traversity, which is like diversity, but if it was mostly white people. The tiny plane today from Traverse City to Chicago was filled with Comedy Fest participants like Robert Wool, Neil Brennan, and Pete Holmes. And it was scary because I think I would have gotten like third or fourth billing in the story about that plane going down. Fucking Arliss. The S's are dollar signs. This has been another installment of Plane Droppers. Austin, Texas, DLM taping Thursday, February 21st at 5:30 at Cap City Comedy Club. Now it is time for Watch This, Not That, Audience Edition. This is where I ask two audience members to name a movie that they enjoy, a personal favorite. I'm going to start with this gentleman right here. Because he's got reservations for Toby Keith's I Love This Fucking Place. So it's probably going to be a pretty kick-ass movie. What movie do you enjoy, sir?
Troy.
Troy? If you had to have sex with a movie star, which one would you have sex with? A male one. Just say Troy. But it took place in Troy. He didn't play Troy, right? Yeah, right. I am a valiant knight. My name is Troy. All right, this dude looks like he'll have a good one for me. What's a movie you enjoy?
Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. Usually it's hard for me to decide which one I like better because people say such great films. And this time my challenge is between two movies I doubt I watched all the way through once. I think I saw Troy in the theaters, and there's that one part where he does that crazy jump and turn and stabs a guy, and it's pretty awesome. Right? Am I thinking of that right movie? And Electric Boogaloo, of course, there's that part where the guy jumps and does a spin and then doesn't stab anyone. So watch Troy, not Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. This has been Watch This, Not That, Dumb Movies Edition. Who directed Troy? Do you know? Was it Wolfgang Peterson? Feels like a WP joint. Just talking about it. I sort of lost interest in that guy as a director. Because all of his movies are just, you know, a special effect that's coming at somebody. Wow, that shit got real serious. It got smartest man in the world quiet in here. But I'm not going to yell at you guys like he does. Because he's so funny at that. And while I was at the Traverse City Winter Comedy Festival, I got to see a movie called Bitter Buddha. And it's a documentary about comedian Eddie Pepitone. And a few people here know who he is. But not enough people know who he is. So check it out. It's in theaters in 12 cities. I'm sure Chicago will be one. And then it'll also be available on demand. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies. At Stephen Falk, like Peter Falk, if Peter Falk's first name was Stephen with a PH, not a V. Stephen Falk, he's very funny. You should follow him. He's a very funny writer. But he tweeted, I tried watching Battleship, but it was too painfully evocative of playing the board game as a kid with my late father. My late father. I kind of fucked that one up. My late father. But yeah, that was a good one. This has been Tweet Relief, Tweets About Movies. I think that's all the business. Let's go into the prize bag. First of all, contributed by... what is it? Does it say it on here somewhere? It's on the front. For Douglas Movies prize bag from Mooster Records. And what's in here? I can see like a lighter. Records. Records by who? Teenage Weirdo?
Pool Party.
Pool Party. And what else? The Home Wreckers and City Mouse. That sounds good. That's a new Pixar project. Yeah. And there's Mooster Mania too. So a whole bunch of stuff from Mooster Records. So thanks for bringing that. You tweeted me about it, and I wrote back, I'd rather you didn't. (Laughter) No, thanks, dude. I appreciate it, but I'm saying that because I don't want to encourage people to bring down, you know, the entire library of items from wherever they work. But while I was at the festival, they gave me lots of nice things, including this beautiful bag. Here, I should turn around so you could see that it says Traverse City Music Festival, and it's orange, and one guy in the audience is going, ooh. So from Morsels in Traverse City, these are little brownies and cookie chocolate things. And then I also got a Norcino mild salami. And it's like in this bag thing. And I'm just like, yeah, here you go. I have a salami. And I guess because it's so cold up there, they don't need to worry about refrigerating it. But it says after opening, refrigerate it. So I think it's still good. So good luck with that. The winner today isn't... Winner's not the right word, necessarily. From Cherry Republic, they're crazy about the cherries up there in Traverse City. So I got some dark chocolate-covered cherry berries. Those sound delicious enough for me to get rid of. Because I don't want to eat all this stuff. I mean, some of it looks delicious, but I got eating problems. I eat too much as it is. This is from American Spoon, and it's pumpkin seed salsa. Yeah, that sounds like the best worst thing to ever exist. Because I'll eat anything with pumpkin in it, and rarely anything with salsa in it, so it doesn't work out so great for me. And then this is crazy. They gave me this when I checked into my hotel from We Love Pie, the Grand Traverse Pie Company. This is just like in a box. It's a fucking big old chunky piece of cherry pie. This was in my luggage today, being tossed around by Mike and Stu down at the O'Hare Delta baggage claim. And oh, they gave me this movie that looks really weird that I don't want to watch, called Frozen Stupid, and it stars Joey Albright and the late Ernest Borgnine, and they look like they're ice fishermen. And then we got a bunch of CDs. We got CDs from a couple of the performers you're going to see tonight. Plus, I brought three from my collection. I brought Unbalanced Load and Potty Mouth and Smug Life. And I managed to get a couple of my friends to come in from out of town and another friend who lives here in Chicago to join us today. And I'd like you guys to give a big warm welcome, please, to Adam Burke, Matt Myra, and Rory Scovel. Here they are. Everybody's mics seem to need a little bit more heat in them. They're all pretty soft or off. So let's... We were even here early enough to do a sound check, but we were just sitting in the green room watching The Taste.
Guess who thinks, picked that?
Who thinks Ludo looks like me?
Yeah.
People tweet me that all the time, and he was on one of my many other podcasts, Dining with Doug and Karen, and I didn't see the resemblance up close and in person, but then watching it on TV, he looks like if
Indian guy from
Broken Lizard, yeah. Jay Chandrasekhar, if he and Ludo had a baby, that would be me.
I'm staring at the... Is the recording still going? I just want a thumbs up from the booth just to make sure that it's still going.
Make sure it's
thumbs
recording.
Thumbs up, great.
Okay, we're
good.
We don't want to miss any of what I was just saying. That was some solid stuff.
No, okay.
I fucking love that stuff, Toby Keith.
So I've been to the Toby Keith's at the beautiful Harrah's in Las Vegas. I said beautiful. I didn't mean it.
Is that the flagship? I love this fucking place, Toby Keith's.
That was his first love. The one he loved first.
It's the most American.
Right. Is that really the full title of the restaurant?
Yeah.
It is.
I love this. Toby Keith's, I love this bar and grill.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sorry. I was truncating it and adding an F-bomb.
Yeah. It's called Toby Keith's. So you don't mix it.
It's called Punch Up.
Oh, I love this shit. Toby Keith's Bar and Grill. I fucking eat the shit out of this. Toby Keith's.
But it is really awkward that it's Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. It's
yes.
A crazy name.
Everything tastes like veiled racism. You won't see the black beans with the pinto beans. They don't allow it there. And I'll stop.
All right, that's Matt Meyer, everybody. Let's hear it for him. Flying all the way out on some sort of, on a red eye.
It's 6 a.m. this morning, LA time.
Oh, okay.
Time.
Well, that's,
it you, wasn't too
you had
bad.
You to get up at 4 a.m. to get
it
was, here.
Yeah, but it's 4 a.m. your time, guys. So I got up much earlier, which is 2 a.m. your time, to be here for you. Yeah. And then tomorrow.
They gave you such a warm round of applause, convenient. And then you go into, like, and I did it for you, asshole.
I did it for
Hold
you.
On. Wait a second. Wait, you came from LA?
I shot two shows yesterday, then flew in from LA.
I don't
morning.
Think you did the times right. You said you got up at 4, but that was 2 o'clock their time?
Isn't this
Hold true? The
it's
fuck up.
6 a.m. It was 6 a.m. their time.
Guys, I got up. Wait a second. I'm not in Hawaii. The weather outside really threw me. I smelled sulfur. I was like, active volcano. Cool. Hawaii is wonderful.
Chicago's only volcano.
God, what, sir? Yeah, this could be Hawaii, right? You ever been to Hawaii? It's not fun. Yeah, fuck no is right.
But Harrah's is beautiful. Yeah. You're mixed up.
Have
you're
you seen up. The fake plants in there? It's gorgeous.
All right, since Rory Scovel never heard the don't speak until spoken to rule, let's say hi to him next. Hi, Rory! Now, you were in town dropping a Lincoln Log.
Yeah, I was Lincoln Logging at Lincoln Lodge.
Lincoln Lodge. You performed there the Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
And then I convinced you to stay in town for an extra day.
Yep.
And here we are. Oh, and your contribution to the prize bag is a copy of your CD called Dilation.
Force it on people. Get it in their hands.
You may know Rory from the Sacramento episode of this podcast, where we didn't talk about it that day on the podcast because the guy was actually there that hosted the thing.
Oh, yeah,
We were on Good Day Sacramento that morning. And normally morning TV is not, it's not a good fit for me or probably for Rory or,
anyone,
or
really.
Any comedian, really.
Any comedian.
You know.
Now, what is it you do?
Yeah. What kind of act can we expect from you tonight?
What
I don't know,
a
bunch of fuck jokes?
Yeah.
I talk about fucking a lot.
What could our 7 a.m. viewers expect to hear from you? They're not coming. They're not coming to the show. They're not up.
Or
unless,
they are,
unless they're still doing
work.
Rails.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing rails watching Good Morning Sacramento. Talk about what kind of fucking bits you're gonna do tonight.
I just wanna see it laugh.
Doing rails. I wanna watch a speech that's funny.
I can see the words. I see the words.
But so the guy that does the like the movie reviews and stuff on Good Day Sac, he
Toby Keith's Good Day fucking Sacramento. Toby Keith.
He's diversifying. He's in TV now. He's doing all...
That dude has a sideshow. His name is Marcus Allen. He has a show called Marcus Allen, Mark at the Movies, and it's on the Reels channel. And he said to Rory and I, hey, will you do a cameo on my other show when we're done interviewing you here on Good Day Sac? And we were both like, okay, don't know what you're talking about,
yeah,
but
yeah.
You're going to do another TV show
it's
while we're still
8
here?
In the morning. We're like, all right, do
yeah,
we have to?
Sure.
What is this?
How do we get out of this? So he goes, just go stand behind that door and ring the bell, and we'll put in a doorbell effect. And then...
right then we both went,
oh,
shit.
God damn it.
Ah, fuck. I didn't know. Doorbell effect.
And the doorbell effect they put in is...
Yeah.
Comedy, you guys.
Bing bong. Someone's at the door. America, this is you.
Honk, honk. So.
You know he's probably listening right now, Mark.
I don't think so.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think
well,
so.
If you are, Mark, it was episodes. Doug who forced me to
he
say this stuff
He didn't seem that
about
familiar
you.
With how the game worked, because he came to the taping, and there was we picked name tags, and we all had our name tags. So the guests all had their name tags. And then he ran up to this woman that he knew in the front row and was pointing crazily to her, like, pick her, after the selection process was done. So anyway,
I also think he doesn't know the game because he kept calling you Doug Loves Movies.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
He didn't even say Doug Benson.
That's what I wanted
You're
to say.
You're Doug
though.
Loves Movies.
You got to the punchline.
I know, I wanted
me.
It. I wanted it before you got to it.
You're a little less high than me, so you wanted it more. But it's even funnier when you say both of our names, because when we walk through the door, he goes, "Hey, everybody, it's Rory Koval and Doug Loves Movies."
And we were still on board. We had still yet to eject.
Neither one of us said you mispronounced. You don't know our names.
Bing bong.
Yeah, so then we have this awkward conversation with him. And then I'm watching, I'm just flipping around in a hotel room in San Francisco like a few weeks later, and I come up upon Reels channel, and it's his show, and I'm just watching it, and he's talking about, he's like reviewing a movie with some girl on a couch, and then you hear a doorbell.
Oh, shit.
And he gets up and walks over and does this whole thing with us. So now it's on two shows that he's called us the wrong names. And so I just wanted to bring it up just because it's been driving me crazy.
Well, if anyone's seen it, now you know.
Well, that ruined
it. We didn't write that.
Yeah. I thought you actually guys just had dropped by.
Yeah.
The whole illusion for me.
Oh, hey. You have a whole film crew in your house? Hey. It's my buddy Doug, LM.
I should legally have my last name changed to Loves Movies. It's French.
Like
Douglas Movies.
It's Douglas Movies.
What, like
Loves Movies.
Like Toby Keith did with his last name. His last name is now Loves.
Yeah, he changed it, right?
Yeah, to Loves This
Doug Benson's Doug Loves Movies, this place.
Who's the headliner tonight? Douglas Movies. Yeah.
The show
that is
the
true
man.
Today, actually. And that's our third guest, of course, is Adam Burke, everybody. He is also here. And very funny Chicago comic, first time on this show, but you did appear on one of the, I forget which number, but a Benson Interruption from
yeah.
Chicago. You did that. Do you think you'll, these guys are both self-professed, shitty Leonard Maltin game players. So how do you think you'll stack up?
I think I'll probably win.
Oh, okay.
I
love that.
Bullshit.
I mean, for the sake of the listener, I love that.
It's the only time I've been the most confident person in a group, but yeah.
Maybe you can't win because Rory and I just came up with a word to defend ourselves. It's called an alliance.
Yeah. On the next, The Taste. Let's make food together and Let's fuck with their food.
What if we only make one spoon?
Yeah.
Not all ABC reality shows, get it correct.
It should be. There's celebrity diving coming. I'm not kidding. They're going to put Louis Anderson on a 3-story diving board.
Here's the thing, though. What you just said, a lot of people are like, I'd like to see that.
Exactly. Like, no, this is coming from a place of joy. I'm not upset.
Oh, good, yeah.
Who else do they have on there, Matt? They got Precious. They've got...
That might have been LT.
That's the Hollywood...
You realize
that's all
many,
it is.
How many late night shows are now going to cut together that footage of Louis Anderson jumping off with scenes from Impossible?
Would you watch it if it was the bodies of dead celebrities being pushed off a diving board?
It will.
I'm
yeah.
already going to watch yeah. it. But
I think,
yes,
I think they got Ernest Borgnine is committed.
Well, that's just buoyant. It would just stay up.
I just pictured Calista Flockhart on it, and I honestly pictured her jumping off and like a leaf, just like, like delicately settling on top of the water.
Or it's the equivalent of dropping a katana blade in the water.
Calista just caught some air and went over the wall. She's a flying squirrel.
She's gone.
Oh, on the next so Allie happy. McSquirrel. Oh, I got some texts coming in. Are they important?
Allie McSquirrel. No? I just want to address that really quickly.
The animated Allie McBeal.
This time the dancing baby is better looking than it was before. Remember the dancing baby?
I don't think a lot of us watched that show.
That was my main problem, was the baby wasn't realistic enough. That's why they need a reboot. Can we have a reboot of Allie McSquirrel?
I was like, I understand we're in the early stages of CG, but this baby could look better.
That dancing baby is Pete Holmes. That dancing baby grew up to be the E-Trade baby. He's got slow growth disease.
Slowest growth.
He's got sloth.
Oh my God! That's
one of the
beautiful.
Seven deadly sins. If you like having your head in a box, Gwyneth Paltrow movie reference. And spoiler alert, yes.
It's not a huge
Some
spoiler.
People think it might be William Shatner's head in the box.
You're referencing in a movie award sketch from the mid-90s.
Wasn't worried no one would get it. How are we doing on time? Okay, here we go. Real quickly, let's just go down the line. Rory, have you been to the cinema lately?
No, but...
Next, Matt.
Okay.
I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger's Opus, The Last Stand.
Oh, you did. Nice. You sacrificed and did it,
yeah,
so we don't have to.
Yeah, I did that for all of us. Let me tell you guys, it's terrible in the best kind of way. But in the middle, it's terrible in the worst kind of way. So there's two action scenes, there's two action situations that happen in it where you're like, okay, that was worth my $16. That's
Jesus
how much movies
Christ.
Are in Los Angeles. And one of them is, I'm going to explain it to you because you're not going to see it. At one point, there's a guy shooting at his friends on top of a building. They're in this small town. It's on a main street in a small town.
He's shooting at his friends. Already, I'm interested.
There's a bad guy.
Okay.
Who works for the drug lord that's driving across the border.
Oh, shooting at Arnold Schwarzenegger's friends.
Shooting at Arnold Schwarzenegger's friends. Okay.
Okay. There's a guy shooting at his friends. It's like...
Too many pronouns, I understand. Okay.
By the way, you're quoting directly from the script, so this isn't... This is how it's...
No.
How the scene
my dialogue
written.
Is much better. So this guy shooting, and you're like, oh my God, what's Schwarzenegger going to do? He's got to stop him. He's at the top of the building. They're very close to the edge. So he jumps, tackles him off of the building as they're falling three stories. He shoots him in the head. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And then they fall onto a school bus.
Social commentary.
You always got to have something to catch the fall.
Yeah.
Right, and it's a school bus.
Yeah, it's a softer
the
landing.
Manly play school bus by Johnny Knoxville.
What a horrific field trip that turned
my God.
Out to be.
There's a point in this movie where you're watching Forrest Whitaker deliver dialogue and you just feel bad for him for having to deliver dialogue. So the plot of the movie is there's a guy, a drug lord, who escapes the federal
custody. Did I say,
custody.
What have you seen lately, or what can you describe in its entirety?
You need to know the premise of this. Doug.
Isn't this show called Doug
the guy,
Ruins Movies?
The guy.
Doug retells movies.
The drug lord, the big drug cartel guy from Mexico, escapes federal custody and is driving for the border in a stolen Corvette ZR1, okay? But there's a scene of dialogue where Forrest Whitaker.
You scene, do know we all already pictured it to
know.
Be this.
The scene of dialogue, Forrest Whitaker says to all the federal agents, he's a good race car driver. He used to race under a pseudonym in South America. I saw him. Next scene. You're welcome.
He flew all the way here to tell you guys that.
Well, a lot of people clearly loved it.
I'm going to fucking ruin the Last Stand tour. Toby Keith.
It's like it's like Schwarzenegger in the park. He goes like,
let me tell you about my movie.
It's The Last Stand.
I swear to God, this is the last stand. I swear. I promise.
It's sad that it made like $6. Like essentially, I got a $10
refund.
You paid
$16.
I got a $10 refund when I left.
I heard that if you see it in D box, the chair gently lifts you up and shows you where the door is.
Here are the other options today.
I've got D-Box on the brain because I was over at the Movie Co. here in this mall today, and I saw Side Effects, which is, you know, it's
in D-Box?
It's a prescription. It's a prescription for boredom, I think. Or I didn't really like Side Effects, but it wasn't in D-Box. But I went, you know, over to the they have a display thing where you can watch the trailer for Die Hard, Good Day to Die Hard, and you're sitting in the D-Box chair, so it shows you what it's like with the trailer. And then I immediately went over and bought tickets for us to see it later tonight. Because I was just like, the only way I can stay awake through this movie is if the chair shakes the entire time.
Yeah, it's more of a wake-up alarm clock than it is.
Here's a good action scene. Get up.
Dialogue.
Action!
Yeah.
Wake up. There's action. I kicked over your drink. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Get up. Bruce is running.
What are you drinking, empty. Adam? We get another one for you.
Sure. It was empty, but now it was full of whiskey. Sure.
I kicked over an empty glass?
Yeah.
That's a great trick. Finish your drink and then
put it on the floor.
Yeah. point at someone else.
Next to a bouncing man.
Oh my God.
Whoopsies.
Oh my God.
I owe you a drink. Whoops.
Oh, Rory.
I'll get you three. Can't believe I didn't see that.
All right, so can we get a... What was it you wanted? Whiskey?
Sure, whiskey and Coke.
Whiskey and Coke?
I don't really want a beer.
Can I get a Dos Equis?
It's too filling. If I'm going to go experience
I didn't spill
Toby
mine.
Keith.
I wanna...
didn't spill mine, but I will if that means I'll get another one.
I want to have something to throw up in the D-Box seats when I'm in.
Yeah. Do you want to see Die Hard or live Die Hard?
I don't want to live it.
So what have you seen, Adam?
I saw Zero Dark Thirty.
Which
is very... Basically, it was very similar to the scene he just described from Last Stand.
That's weird, though, to cheer Zero Dark Thirty like that. Weird. That's like if we said, oh, I saw United 43.
Yeah.
Woo! I saw...
Well, cause
Schindler's
and
List. Woo!
Extremely loud, incredibly close. Yeah!
They're not saying woo, they're saying Jews. That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Woo!
Thank you very much.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
She's got an armful of drinks. Is that how it works here? You just load them up in your arm like a...
You got to kick them over,
like
though.
A toddler?
Another one.
Holy shit.
Did you see Zero Dark Thirty? Did you like it?
I thought it was, first of all... you know, obviously some of the suspense was gone because I read. And
did you yell that at the New York Times? Spoiler alert!
No, but I don't know. I just didn't find it... I think it's well done, I guess, and I think Jessica Chastain is good, but I just think that it's... For me, it just wasn't that compelling.
Did you feel like a reverse Osama bin Laden, like at the end you're expecting to be blown away?
If you watch it in the D-Box.
I was scared about where that was going. I'm still not totally comfortable with it. But, I don't know. I saw it early on, but it already had gotten out that it was the greatest thing ever made. And so I just thought it was kind of long. Which is kind of how they all are. You know, I think every big Christmas movie except for Parental Guidance was 2 hours and 45 minutes long. And if they could figure out a way to keep hitting Billy Crystal in the nuts, that would have been...
Did you see Parental Guidance?
I did not, but it's about a buck 40.
I love that we're referring to Zero Dark Thirty as a big Christmas movie.
This holiday season.
I meant like more like, you know, award season movies, you know, are all super, super crazy long. Well, thank you guys for coming, and it's time for me to say, let the games begin. My Lincoln impression gets better all the time. Because he says that in Lincoln. I want to get the votes. Let the games begin. And Gentlemen, this is kind of different. I'm not going to wait till Leonard Maltin. I'm going to get it over with now. Mm. Let's pick some name tags.
All right.
Let's do it right now. So I don't know how many games we're going to have time to play, because you guys, these are insane.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Hey, Rory, make a vine of this real quick.
Oh, my
God. Yes.
Everyone go back. Everyone put your thing down.
Put him down for a second. We're going to make a vine of them all suddenly appearing.
Vine is the new app.
Okay.
So get a shot of us, maybe. Start it off like...
Okay, so we'll just kind of put this together.
Shot.
Okay, we got Dag, Adam, Matt. All right, use hands.
Can I shoot you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot me. Zero dark 30.
Silent night. Holy. Rory. Okay, all now right. we'll do the name tags.
Wow.
Rosemont!
Everybody yell, oh, too. Everybody yell. I didn't say stop! All right, we got it.
Okay, now post it right now. Everybody that didn't... This is a sold-out show. Everybody that didn't get in, we'll get to see that.
Go grab it from him. Give me them Anne Hathaway titties.
Give me them Anne Hathaway titties.
If I had a band, it would be called Anne Hathaway titties.
Yes.
I've seen that one before. Who's that? Who gave him that? Hi.
Oh, you got the Batman soundtrack?
I got the cool. Batman soundtrack. Oh, wow. Suck. Ooh. Ooh.
Can we point out?
Let's stop making noises and describe it.
Can we point out the different levels of work that have gone into this one? The Anne Hathaway's breast with pretzel container, and this one, the Last Temptation of Christ poster, where someone has just white-outed the T, so it is now the Last Temptation of Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, Doug, I'm so sorry. Was that a Kettle One and soda?
Yeah, I kicked over my Kettle One and soda. Can I please get another free one?
This is going to be hilarious.
All right, so that's Annie that you're playing for there?
Apparently.
Yeah, Auntie Annie. But that's another thing. We should have put that in the Vine. Did you post your Vine?
It's posted.
Oh, that's
posted.
Awesome. And who are you playing for, Rory?
Courtney, Batman soundtrack.
Courtney, Batman soundtrack.
That's her full name. She's related to Toby Keith.
And then she
taped on, she wrote on there.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Yeah. But you got to say it like Michael Keaton.
That was Michael Keaton asking Kim Basinger.
You
want to
get nuts? Let's get nuts.
She wanted to get peanuts.
You
want to
get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Let's get nuts. That was the audition. They were like, you got it, Mike. You got it, bro. You're in.
You want to get nuts? You want to get pretzels? Let's get Annie's.
Let's go to Annie's.
So.
You want Christ? Let's get Jesus.
You want Chris?
Chris, I guess.
Okay,
how
last temptation.
How the hell are you so fast?
Of Chris. I really this thought he was looking at an audience member and
we're
going to
get
say,
that.
How
Doug's
the hell are you so
that.
Fat? I was like, Matt! Oh, thank you so much.
That'd be the Kettle One calling the pot black.
Hey, this holiday season.
Oh, shit is right, sir.
I don't even know why I
you
just...
You are my favorite audience member.
Oh, shit.
He does...
So we're saving these for the Leonard Maltin
game?
No, we're for all the games, like, because whoever ultimately wins at the end is going to win for Chris or for Annie or for...
Courtney!
Courtney!
Court.
I'm just going to
hey,
call
girl.
Her...
She immediately hates that I... She's like, well, we're not going to win.
Court, I got ya. I got your back, girl.
Court.
Court is adjourned. Matt, Annie, okay.
Ann.
Oh, Ann, I'm sorry, Jesus.
Ann.
Oh, my God.
Ah.
Did you get kicked out of that Broadway show because you kept yelling that?
Ann!
Little orphan Annie. Ann!
Ann!
It's a hard knock life. And
then Adam is playing for Christ. You pretty much play for Christ every day, don't you?
Yes.
Chris.
Chris.
Chris Christ, make you want to jump.
That's the Christian rap version of Crisscross. Christ Cross.
They wear their pants upside down.
Make you want
to Christ Cross.
Make you want to jump into the baptism pool.
I'm mad that's not real.
Well, somebody will make it real.
Give it an hour.
Christ Cross.
You'd be surprised what becomes real. I said people should bring name tags to my show, and now look at it. It's really fun.
Poor guy's got to walk back through the parking lot with a Nintendo.
It did not have its Nintendo'd results.
No, don't boo that. That was beautiful.
Puns are worse when they're mean, right? You don't want to be slammed by a pun. It's like, oh, worst form of humor and an insult at the same time. God damn you.
Oh, I'd watch celebrity pun slams.
That's coming. Like, that's coming.
Well, you got the taste, the diving, pun slams. Perfect.
Pun slams. Finally, a show that speaks to me.
Let's play How Much Did This Shit Make?
All right.
Yeah.
This is my favorite of the games, by the way.
That's why I like to play when you're on the show, because you really rise to the occasion.
Oh, that's cheap.
Jesus.
No, Matt didn't even come into it. I just said that.
It's true.
I felt like playing it because I want to talk about how much was made by the late, great John Hughes. Mm-hmm. He made most of his movies in and around Chicago. And I would like you guys to guess, without going over, how much was made by the at the domestic box office, according to Box Office Mojo, by the classic film Baby's Day Out. in which a small baby at one point takes a Bic lighter and lights Joe Mantegna's genitals on fire.
This is the movie for whom Home Alone was too cerebral for people. Like,
yeah, that 8-year-old kid was too smart.
Yeah, I'd watch this if it were younger. If it were an infant.
What if we did baby geniuses, but without so many babies?
Yeah.
Or geniuses.
And Joe Mantegna.
A movie called Regular Baby.
So, Adam Burke, how much do you think
Can we get a year on this?
That motion picture made. What? Does the year make that much of a difference?
I know.
I mean, it kind of does.
Out, and I know how. No. I will say.
What year was it? Does anybody know?
96, I think.
Okay,
that was a little too quick.
Yeah.
That was a little too fast. 1996, September. Whatever. Whatever.
I'm not sure. Was it 98, someone's saying? Oh, wow. Oh, I just went way over. Someone Why did make... I enjoy that as a 13-year-old?
Because it's ridiculous. It's an insane movie.
It
it's
really
just
is.
I mean, the baby should be dead.
Yeah.
If you watch it, you're like, well, nah, come
Isn't
on.
Isn't he climbing around a skyscraper?
Yes.
At one point?
It's bad. Yeah. Babies shouldn't watch it. It's really, that baby's baby a bad role model. Oh,
there were so many copycats.
That baby would crawl across the street without looking both ways. So how much do you think it made, Adam?
And it's during its whole run, right?
Mm-hmm, domestic run.
$91 million.
Jesus Christ.
You heard me say without going over, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam's the one who's like, I'll be great at the games.
This is all strategic.
Matt.
I had a number pop in my head, and it's $72 million is the number that popped in my head.
Okay, interesting.
I kind of like the direction that Adam's going. I'm going to go with $500 trillion.
No, Rory, you're including Blu-ray sales.
Oh, sorry.
It was a shame Rory never got up on stage on The Price is Right, but he kept guessing in the millions.
It's a toaster. 17 million. Is it Gucci? Is it a Gucci toaster?
And would that cost
really
that much
that
money?
It, you would push it that far?
I don't know. Gucci to me is
just...
That
a Gucci?
If it's got Gucci
rainbow,
on it, it costs millions of dollars.
Is it a Gucci toaster made of the skin of the Guccis?
$17 million. I'm going to go with... I'm sorry, what? Verbal attack. $65 million.
It was 16.8. You all lose.
I'm not even joking.
What?
I said
it was
what,
not
did
a
I say,
big
I,
hit.
I said 16.5. What did you hear? 16.5 million.
Oh, I heard 65 million.
Oh shit! All right, well.
Plus, I also
I
heard your first bid of 530 billion.
I really,
that's okay.
Really
that's okay.
Shocked.
We're just warming up. That's kind of fun that nobody won.
Yeah.
For nobody.
Let's see if nobody can win this next game. It'll be like your claim to fame that you did 90 minutes of games and nobody won anything.
Ooh. I do like
somebody's
that.
Got to win these chocolate covered cherry berries.
I hope it's Anne!
She growls, Anne! And what can I get you guys to drink? Gasoline!
Anne? You're embarrassing me in front of my parents.
Here's someone at the table. Anne, calm down.
Since Rory...
Anne, I asked you to meet my dad, and I want you to be nice. You can't drink gasoline in front... I'm sorry, Dad.
Since Rory got the closest while also going over, we'll start with him and then work our way back through Matt and then to Adam. And all you got to do is name the first movie that comes into your head that begins with the next letter that I say, and we're going to spell out Rosemont because I saw it on a water tower outside. And the first letter, Rory, is... Oh, R for Rory. R, what... What do you think?
I'm going to go with Rosewood.
Oh, what was that? That was like a...
Really racial.
Was that
Bad.
Oprah Winfrey joint?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. That was Beloved. What was Rosewood?
I don't know. I just know it was a movie.
John Singleton?
John Singleton, if I'm remembering correctly.
Does the fact that you thought that was an Oprah joint make you racist?
Hey, I narrowed it down to something within that... Race.
Was the next word color? Because that's not okay.
That's why I didn't say it.
I did, because I knew people wanted it. I knew people were like, say it.
No, I don't. I'm trying to not say those things. And I picked my choice for R is Risky Business, which was filmed in part in Chicago, or took place in Chicago. Okay, so the letter O to Matt.
Oh.
That's right. What do I say? It had a black guy in it. So it was the teen version of Othello.
Yeah, it was.
And which
Julia Stiles is in that? Is that not correct?
Right, but who was the who was Othello? Was
it dance movie?
It was Oprah.
Mekhi Phifer, who it cracks me up every time he's name checked in Eminem's. Whenever I hear that rap where he mentions Mekhi Phifer,
yeah,
it's like,
well, he's no Mekhi Phifer,
yeah,
as we know.
Yeah, yeah.
So his acting probably won't be good. That's what the song's about, you guys.
He was good in that one movie. I'm going to do a category of people that were good in one movie and then got out of the business because it's him and Howard Stern.
It's true.
Both made one decent movie.
Yeah. Zapruder.
Who? Oh, Zapruder.
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 I bet you there's other Zapruder films. Like maybe when they get together for family reunions, yeah,
sure,
they're like, let's watch all the Zapruder films.
The Zapruder collection.
On that one?
But they're always watching it going, it's missing something.
Yeah, frame 135. Yeah,
yeah. Holy shit.
Let's
anyway, I said Ordinary People, which was filmed in Chicago.
That's good. That's good. I didn't realize that was the other part of the game.
It might be. I'm just saying.
I think all these films were filmed were what this mall used to be before they tore all those houses down and built.
This
them.
Was houses?
Probably.
But they had to live near the airport.
This can't have been the McAllister home, right?
This was it.
The car from Ferris Bueller landed right in that corner over there.
It's a good thing there isn't an F in Rosemont. So S is your letter.
There's not.
Slipstream.
Slipstream. No, I went with 16 Candles, which was filmed in Chicago. E to you, Rory.
E.T.
Not filmed in Chicago.
That's what the media
also
tells you.
Also, I'm going to need the full title.
E.T. Extraterrestrial.
No.
Is that not true?
And his
friends.
Adventures.
Through
on Earth.
Earth
with Reese's
friends.
Pieces. And D.
Speak
Wallace itself. Stone.
Toby Keith wrote this movie.
Mother. I went with 8 Men Out.
Because
it was filmed in Chicago. Matt, your letter is M.
All right, I'm going to go with the Gerard Depardieu classic, My Father the Hero.
That's a good one. Even the first word was correct. I went with My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh, okay.
Filmed in Chicago.
God.
O to you, Adam.
Can't think of anything that's filmed in Chicago. Ordinary People.
Nicely done.
I'm not above doing that for laughs and for a potential match. But I went with Only the Lonely, starring John Candy and filmed in Chicago. N, Rory.
Pretty sure this was filmed in Chicago. National Treasure.
Yes.
It's a beautiful city. You should be proud of yourselves. It is a national treasure. So.
I went with Nothing in Common. It takes place in Chicago. And...
kind of relevant to what I guessed anyways.
Directed by Gary Marshall and filmed in Los Angeles, and there's a scene in the movie where Tom Hanks is giving a tour group to a bunch of young people of the ad agency or wherever the fuck he works, and he has like a nervous breakdown in front of us because I'm one of them.
Whoa! Yeah, yeah. Doug loves cameos.
It's not a cameo. It was drudgery. It was extra work. Yeah,
it's your biggest cameo outside of that Sacramento film review show.
Oh my God!
Thank you, Adam.
It's Rory Koval and Doug knows Tom Hanks. They just popped in to say hi.
There's a doorbell sound for no reason.
Bing bong.
T.
Pretty sure you can't prove me wrong on this. Probably took place over Chicago. Terminal Velocity.
That's true. You can't prove that.
I went with The Dark Knight because it was filmed in Chicago.
Wait, I thought we weren't allowed to use the in that.
You can only use the when you get to the letter T.
Oh, I gotcha. Whoa.
Let's get nuts.
Get nuts! I'm the Dark Knight! Let's get nuts!
You want to get nuts? Let's get Clark's nuts! Local reference!
Nicely done.
Was there a time after that where Michael Keaton was like, hey, did you know all the things in your apartment are bulletproof?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I did wonder that. He was like, this will stop a bullet. Like...
It was a little silver tray.
Who's ever grabbed a tray and been like,
and he put it in his pocket on one side.
Yeah.
Batman is known to shoot in a very specific, the Joker.
Yeah.
Shoots in a very specific spot.
Listen, we can't all be Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future 3.
If you're the Joker, and you're killing a guy to his face, wouldn't you shoot him right in the face?
Yes. Or in the leg, at least. What if that's where he put it? What if the Joker shot him in the leg? He's like, it doesn't matter. Put a thing there. He's like, why did you even think he'd shoot you in the leg? I don't know. Just got lucky, I guess. You want to get nuts?
Ha! He put the tray right down the middle of his pants. You want to get nuts? You're not going to get nuts.
You can't get nuts.
Let's play Build a Title. Let's give that a try. We're 2 games in, don't have a winner.
We do have a loser. It's the audience. we're sitting through this. Not because you guys are.
No. Matt hates you guys.
No, Rory.
No. Matt
hates
you guys.
Rory, I don't.
No. You said it. Rory, I love this audience. Who wants candy? Yeah. There you go.
You love this audience, okay. Toby Keith?
This is how I win people over.
But it doesn't go for. It's not American Idol. It doesn't go to a vote at the end of it.
Oh, if it did.
Yeah. I would There's want them at least to... a few people thinking right now, I could be outside skating.
I could be getting pictures of where the Ferris Bueller car.
Yeah, I could be outside watching the snot freeze to my face. Hawaii. Ugh.
Okay, we'll start with you, Adam.
Uh-oh.
And AwesomeDave80 on Twitter suggested, because it's President's Day tomorrow, that we play as the starter title, All the President's Men. And then a few other people suggested it too, so don't write to me on Twitter and yell at me, because he got to it first. Because he's Awesome Dave. And he's 80. That's probably the first suggestion I've gotten from an 80-year-old. Because that's the only thing that could mean, right?
How did he come to follow you?
I don't know what this is. This Doug Loves Movies guy looks fine.
Oh, you know what? You know why he's on there? Because he's a senior Twittizen.
And honestly, he loves those kind of jokes. Those Doug. Are right in his wheelhouse.
I am a Twittizen.
And
is he also a warlock? Is he a warlock? Oh my God. Rory's building a callback mountain. Let's play callback Jenga with Rory Scovel.
Oh, man. I'd be crushing it right now if that was a game.
You're so good at this, Koval. All the President's Men, Adam.
Walking Tall, the President's Men.
Nice. Buford T. Pusser.
Ah, shit.
Walking Tall.
Did you also just remember how this game goes?
Man. I also just remembered how it goes, and I also just remembered I'm so fucking bad at it. Courtney, I'm so sorry, girl. Bye.
Doesn't matter. Matt, what are you going to do to that? Walking Tall, the President's Men.
Walking Tall, the President's...
Menstrual.
No.
Hey, I got it. Okay, walking one of my tall, hairs. The President's Manchurian Candidate. I'm going to say it, even though it's an A. We're not going to accept it. I was going to say something else. What I was going to say... was
you should go on Jeopardy because Alex loves takebacks.
I'm just kidding, Alex.
Second chances.
It's like
Jeopardy. What is? I'm just joking, Alex. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, what is? Seriously. I buzzed in too early. Give me another second.
I like if you don't stop talking, you haven't given an answer.
Alex. Walking Tall, the President's
Man.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
That's Froschmacher.
All right, you got 3 seconds, Matt.
Two. The President's Men at Work.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ah, shit.
I would have predicted Men in Black, but that's cool.
Well, I mean, I don't see race, so.
Men in Black. Ope and
what does
Oprah
that mean?
Joint.
You never watched NASCAR?
No, I just
you don't see race?
I don't alien race.
So
alien race, human race, I don't see any of it. We're all just creatures, man.
I can't watch the Olympics. It's just nothing.
I don't
on a
like
track.
Race I don't like races because I have weight issues.
It's
That's
true.
Me talking, not you.
It's true.
Rory, Walking Tall, the President's Mentos.
So now and I want to apologize to all
work.
The listeners.
And something that starts with work.
Okay.
Or ends with...
Walking.
And do I have to say the whole title?
I'll say it at
the beginning.
Don't worry
okay.
about it. It's not a memory game.
Okay. So let's sort of make sort of a weird anagram here. Let's go with Dead Man Walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Dead Man Walking, All the President's Men at Work. And if you think about it, that's a true sentence.
Right, it really is.
But and in no way an anagram.
Well, I mean, if you took the first letter.
No, for a second I thought an anagram was a true sentence. Never mind. I would always go to confession and be like, here's some anagrams. Hope you're excited.
All right, Adam.
Need to end with dead or begin with work?
What was it? Dead man walking.
Tall, the president's men at work.
Oh, man.
Work. Work.
So
work.
What he said.
Work.
Dead man walking, tall, the president's men, working girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Ready? Hang on, everybody.
That sounded like Tiger Woods just sank a putt.
Yeah,
it did.
In front of a racist crowd.
It was very polite, yeah.
Wait, I got it. Dead men walking tall, the president's men at working girl six.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I know that it's a Spike Lee movie. That makes me racist.
Evil dead man walking tall, all the president's men.
That is girls way too much enthusiasm for a simple addition. An obvious one. You're so excited that he can do it at all.
The fact that I'm still in it right now, I've won. I've already won.
A touch of evil dead man walking tall, the president's man of working girl six.
Bullshit.
Wait, does his have to end with A?
No, because Canadian movies don't count. No, it has. It can just
Running
touch.
Man, A?
It ends with touch. We drop the A's and the V's in this game.
Oh, really?
Just to keep things confusing.
Wait, so
we got to drop the V's. Nothing ends in V.
What's at the top and the bottom?
Huh?
What's the top?
Touch and six.
Touch. Ends in
six.
Touch, begins at six. So
six
show us
terrible.
Where on this doll you were touched when you were six.
I'm going to have to go with... six or seven samurai.
Remember that real vague,
the unsure cut.
I'm right. Never good with numbers. I'm more of an image guy. There's some samurai.
Matt's out. Who's next?
A is bunch it me?
Of samurai. Remember
is it name? On Rory?
Can I say 16 candles?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a national treasure here. You have a beautiful city. It's very beautiful. Very historic.
I just didn't want to be obvious and continue in the game.
I've only gone with the obvious ones.
Adam's in a tough spot. I can't think of anything that ends in touch or begins with candles.
Yeah, I might be fucked.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't even think that makes sense. I don't even think that makes sense what I said.
It took me forever to feel when
That's
they kept
my favorite
that
thing.
Ad that goes, every kiss begins with K. I was like, what does that have to do with anything? I didn't know that the company was called K. I just thought it was like Diamond Place. Every kiss begins with K and then an I followed by two S's.
Yeah. The director's cut.
And every kiss, like you gotta give jewelry to get kissed? What the fuck is a hand job gonna cost?
Oh, man.
Some dead animal on her shoulders?
You know who I bet's tough at giving it up?
Anne!
Some poor...
I want a diamond! Dead animals thrown off a high dive this fall on NBC.
Thanks, ABC.
Do you have anything, Adam?
I don't think so.
All right. Does anybody in the audience have anything? Midas touch.
Wait, well, you didn't go back to me.
I've heard the phrase, and I was
you
like,
won.
That's not a movie.
Did I win? Mm-hmm. If Adam can't do it, I win. I don't have to go another time?
Oh, let's do it that way. If you,
nah,
can't, if you can't do another time...
I just realized I'm shooting myself in the foot.
If you can't do another time, then Adam wins. Go.
Oh, no. Why have you done this?
What's the Midas touch, though?
Whoa. Made up a
was
phrase.
Was that Richard Burton?
This can't be a movie you're working on.
Was it?
Yeah.
You don't know who Richard Burton is.
Richard Burton was in Midas shifted. Something. I don't think it was Midas Touch.
All right, fine. You do.
What? Easy A.
He said no Canadian films. Is that what you were about to say? I'm so sorry. I just stole two punchlines tonight. Were you seriously about to say
two?
That?
Two? That's your final tally? Two?
I've only got two.
You jump in a lot when someone's about to say something.
But I feel like I don't hit it on the head.
Why do you strike me as the person who's built her own box for the Emma
Stone? Why don't you strike him?
Set? What?
Sorry.
Innocent touch. Thank you.
All right, first of all...
What's that about?
It's got to be a Lifetime movie of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. Lifetime movies.
First of all, is there such a thing? And secondly, as an innocent touch?
One would hope so.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like if you're touching a child or something.
Or, I don't know, a car?
Why do you think it's called an innocent touch? It's got to be about something awful.
You know what?
Safe haven is not about how things are just chill the whole time.
Things aren't great in the haven.
No one is safe.
We took that the wrong way. I thought it was great. Safe haven's fantastic.
What?
Well,
it's a happy.
You did just see The Last Stand, so comparatively, yeah, it's an Oscar.
Listen, he used to race under a pseudonym. I saw him.
I saw
he's
you
pretty
one.
Good. Yeah.
I saw him.
I saw him.
I wish the next line was, who gives a fuck, Tony? We gotta fucking save these people.
That guy sees race, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, he does. I get it. Racing. Oh, we lost the crowd. And that's my fault.
Let me get him back. There we go. There we are. All right.
You're gonna run out of candy some point, Scoville.
All right, Rory, you get to go first.
Shit, I'm out already. Is this the Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah, and then we'll go to Matt, and then we'll go to Adam. And
okay.
You get to pick a category, Rory.
Yes.
Category, Rory. I do that one for the 80-year-olds.
Your Twitizens love that one.
Category Rory, get in here. This guy's crushing.
Police Academy 8.
My handle is Twitizen Kane.
Bringing it back to movies.
I saw that in theaters.
Okay, so Rory gets to pick a category, and they make me laugh every time I say it. You get to pick between at Nick Chinchilla suggested Bart the Bear, and that's motion pictures that feature Bart the Bear. And that's basically, if a bear is in a movie, it's probably Bart the Bear. So he's got a handful of credits under his bear belt. And celebrating a birthday today is a past and future guest on Douglas Movies, Jerry O'Connell. So the films of J.O.C. Or, I thought of this one today, I was very proud of myself, Bruno Mars. That's movies where Bruce Willis is in space.
Man.
Which one of those would you like to play?
What was the second one?
Jerry O'Connell, do you know him?
Yep.
Yeah, films he's been in.
Let's do the Bears.
Bear movies?
Let's do the Bears.
All right, Bad News
to
Bear.
The audience's obvious
He was not
disdain.
In Bad News Bears, I'll tell you that right now. Or Bad News Bears in Breaking Training. Or Bad News Bears Go to Japan.
Why do you think those are my only guesses?
Or Bad News Bears Richard Linklater version.
Oh, never mind.
Would you like a movie with Bart the Bear in it from 2004 or 2007?
2007. Let's keep it close. Let's keep it tight.
Are you about to cut my hair?
It wouldn't freak out.
Let's keep it close and tight. Be quiet, Doug LM.
Three and a half stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2007. He says about the movie that it is about a recent college graduate. He also says that it is based on a nonfiction bestseller and that it has... wonderful vignettes and expert performances. Yeah, I really gave you a lot of clues.
Thanks, Lenny.
None of them help, and there are 11 names.
You want to focus on the vignettes.
How many names? Yeah, the word vignettes really, it's really important. How many names do you think you can get it in, Rory?
I think I could name it in... What'd you say? In 98 names?
See, this guy has no confidence in you.
He thinks
we have a copy of the film and can look at all the... And that there were 98 speaking roles in the film.
I need to know who set up the Kraft food table to know. I'm going to say 9 names. So...
0 names.
Oh, Matt! So, Adam, you know you can go in the negative area, or you can hope that Matt is wrong.
Bullshit.
I'm gonna say, ask him to name it.
Matt, name that movie.
Into the Wild.
That's correct.
John Krakauer wrote the book.
Yeah, and it had music by Eddie Vedder, and if we'd had a meager, all it would take was a meager 2 names to get to Zach Galifianakis.
Where is Bruno? What's the name of the bear?
Bart the Bear.
Is Bart one of the names?
Bears in Space.
Oh, no, but Bart wasn't one of the listed cast members, no, but he was in the film. And then the other film, if you'd have gone with 2004, would be Without a Paddle.
I would have got that. I would have got that one.
Oh, yeah, that's what everybody says about
it. Littermaul would have been said, don't go to this.
No vignettes.
You will feel like you're in Shit Creek.
So Matt is not only on the board.
Yeah, I did it.
But if you win the whole game today, you will be in the running. You'll be in the next tournament of championships.
You got to have that.
So
wait, how do you get to be in that?
You got
to
have that at Meltdown?
You have to get a movie right in 0 or less names, and you have to also win the game that day. Mm. So it's hard to do.
I can't believe I even thought, I was like, how can I get in? Like it's a make-a-wish thing? Obviously, I'm not getting in. I'm like, what do I got to do?
What do I do? Just pick something out of a hat?
So do I sign up?
Do I just buy a couple of squares, like at the Super Bowl party I go to? Who challenged who there? Matt was challenged by Adam, so we'll start with you again, Rory.
Hey, great. Real great.
Are you eating those pretzels off of her boobs?
They're from Anne!
Can I get another dose of...
Are you actually an aunt, Anne? Or is that false, the auntie part? You are an aunt, okay.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm much more delicate.
She was a lot more timid on that one.
I'm an aunt.
If you say Annie, she fucking hulks out.
It's like saying cleaning lady. Or cleaning woman.
Cleaning
shit.
Woman. God damn it.
All right. No bonus points, Adam, for that. So we're going to start with Rory and then go to Adam. And you get to pick again, Rory. Would you like In Theaters Now? That's movies that are in theaters now. Or Plaque History Month? That's movies that have a one or more dentists in them. Rory's entertained the crowd with physical beer drinking humor.
It's how I just started talking.
Quit talking into your beer. Talk into your microphone.
I'm out of the podcast now.
You just voted yourself out.
He's having his shift drink, and he'll be back in a few minutes.
Try to distract the audience from realizing I don't know any of them. Can you say them again? I'm sorry, listeners, with your tweets and your who hazzles.
So we got In Theaters Now, that's movies that are in theaters now, or Plaque History Month, dentists, or dentists, yeah, a movie with dentists in it, and not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that was television, and he wasn't a dentist yet, he just wanted to be a dentist.
He was creepy. He was serial killer.
I want to be a dentist!
Do you talk about anything else?
Yeah.
While you're cleaning your rifle?
I want to be a dentist! If I'm not a dentist, people are going to pay.
Anne, was that your brother? Anne. My brother was the elf in
Rudolph. I'm going to be a serial killer, and I'll leave a tooth under the pillow of everyone I kill, if I'm not a dentist. If I'm a dentist, I'll be fine.
I'll be nice.
I'll be totally nice elf dentist.
I'll even have dinner parties.
That's what dentists do.
I'll even invite over the Keeblers. Even though I hate them.
Wouldn't you hate to be getting
their,
your teeth?
And their cavity-making cookies.
You hate to be getting your teeth done by a dentist who's like, you know, I got into the business by hanging out with a deer and a crazy old man with a beard. Mountain man. We fought a monster. You know, this joke didn't go well. Let's move on. Where's the parachute button?
You get a pass for the touching candles Valentine's Day joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I had tonight.
And your third category takes 10 minutes to tell them the categories.
Tango Unchained. And that's movies where Sylvester Stallone gets out of prison.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
There's also a bit of a clue in that one, too.
I know, and I still don't know it.
Oh, did he get out of prison in Tango and Cash?
That's all that movie is about. It's a get out.
All right, I'll go with that one, and I'll go with Zero Names. Tango and Cash. I'm going to the championships!
Even if that all worked, even if that was all true, you'd be tied with Matt right now. But none of it is reality.
We are all dumber from having heard.
Because I'm not... Sometimes I'll slip in something like that, but Tango is in the category title, so I'm not going to be that obvious. So it's another movie where I believe Sylvester Stallone gets out of prison.
I'm going to go with In Theaters Now, mix it up, keep it topical, keep it tight, keep it right.
Now, are you going to change categories again when you're wrong?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I am.
It's an interesting way to narrow it down.
Bears in Space.
This motion picture is in theaters now, so the year is 2013. And he says that the lead performers in this movie are likable.
Oh, I know it.
And he also says that they probably deserve a better movie than this.
And
Leonard got annoyed by this movie. Yeah, he flat out said it.
I find he's getting more annoyed by movies. Yes.
Is there?
I know I am. You see a lot of them.
There's no clue. Be the only clue is that it's in theaters.
And all those other things I just said.
But I mean, those weren't even things.
Rory, the cast is likable.
How many stars?
The cast
they
is
deserve no
likeable.
Stars because it's a brand new movie, so he just writes an extra long review. And he names nine names.
So
it's in theaters now, so.
Oh, God. I'm drunk. I'm going to go with nine names.
Just think about what might be in theaters now.
I'm thinking about it,
okay.
And I realize
okay,
I don't
nine
know.
Names. Adam, what do you say?
I'll go... seven names.
Matt?
I'm going to say five. I'm going to say five names.
Oh, Rory.
Yeah, it's on me because Matt fucking crushes with zero names. I'm going to ping pong it back to you, you piece of shit.
What happened to the guy from before who the crowd liked? He turned.
Ah, fuck this place. This city shit.
As soon as it wasn't Tango and Cash.
It was Tango and Cash. I love it, but four names.
Whoa, Rory, name. Hey, no, it's you, Adam. Do it,
Adam.
Adam, don't do it. Adam, come on. Do you want to have fun or you want to end up?
Here's the thing. I know that you're out of candy, so you can't even bribe me. Wait, you have a bag?
Oh, am I Doritos? Am I Adam? You want to get nuts, Adam?
Oh, fuck.
Wait. Does it work? Oh, it's dead. I was so excited I was going to put the Batman symbol
hold
on the wall.
Hold it up. We'll work together.
Here you go. Oh, I didn't know this thing could run out of juice so quickly.
I have like 30 at home.
Okay, good. I'll take another one. Because that would have been great.
How did you get 30 of them?
Legendary gave bags of them to Meltdown.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
It's real. All right, so what's happening?
I did not steal them.
Rory's hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Rory's about to name
Court,
that movie.
Shut up. We got this.
Four names. Four names.
Adam, are you saying name it?
Matt is on the board with one. And this will put one of you guys within striking distance. If Rory doesn't get this, and Adam will be on the board.
Okay, so it's
and,
in theaters.
And your clues are irrelevant and unimportant to you. And your four names are Robert Patrer. I don't know what that means. I think that might be a typo. P-A-T. Is someone's last name really P-A-T-R? So let's say it might be Robert Patrick.
I know him. I know what he's done.
It's a big might be.
I know what he's doing.
It's a big might be. It's either a guy named Robert Patrer.
Uh-huh.
Or it's Robert Patrick.
Is it a foreign film?
And then the next name is John Cho.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the next name is Morris Chestnut.
Okay.
And then Genesis Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
Those are your four
now,
names.
If Genesis is in it, then I know.
Those
totally.
Are your four names.
It's that Phil Hartman.
Likeable.
Phil Hartman documentary.
Likeable cast.
What a horrible mistake right there.
Likeable cast.
Phil Collins.
Annoying to Leonard, though. He was annoyed by it. And some other thing. I forget what else I said. But
those are the first four billings?
Doesn't matter.
Or those are the
bottom
last four. Final four?
You're going to get this someday.
Yeah.
No, you know I'm not. You know I'll never get this.
Is your brain just too busy thinking of jokes to
yes.
put it
much
together?
How much pressure it is to be up here? Why am I standing?
Give us a good joke about this.
I'm putting more pressure on myself. Look right here. Jesus.
So those are your four names. But here's the thing. You got a tremendous guessing opportunity here because all you got to do is name a movie that's in theaters now.
Right now.
How many can you even think of? Probably only two or three. So pick one, say it out loud, and bring the house down.
Okay, because I know Last Stand is in theaters. Because
I love this fucking guest, Toby Keith.
Robert Patrick's in it.
That doesn't matter one way or the other.
I know.
Forget about the four names. The clues are okay.
Why did I even get them?
The clues are okay. Because you're a shitty bidder.
I know that.
So just name a movie that's in theaters now. Like, did you see, like a poster or a billboard or an advertisement?
Are you
Die Hard? Die Hard.
We Die Hard. Coma right now.
What's the actual title?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
A Good Day to Die Hard.
That's incorrect. It's Identity Thief.
I can't hear
the number
losing.
The top grossing movie of this year is Identity Thief.
36 million.
At 70 some million.
It's 36.
70-ish.
70. It's close to 70 now.
Did you see it, Doug?
You're more of a numbers guy than a titles guy. Because Identity Thief would have come in handy.
Actually, Identity Thief has already made $300 trillion. So.
What's that? So what's happening?
So it's 1-1-0.
So who you told him to name it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so Adam's got a point. Matt's got a point. And as always, Rory does not have a point.
I won the last time I was on this
thing. No, I meant when you speak, there's no reason.
Oh, I'll agree with that. I will concede that.
We are terrific up here.
I'm out of snacks. Shit.
People were just audibly disappointed that TJ Miller and Pete Holmes and Jeff Garland aren't here, and I think you guys have more than made up for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Denver!
Yeah!
Rosemont! Yeah! Laser!
Somebody's at the delivery door.
Bing bong!
Let me see who it is. Thank you very much. What's your name? Marlene. You guys give it up for Marlene. Let her hear it.
She said yeah, like she didn't want to even discuss it with you.
Yeah. I don't even know.
It's however you want to say it, Koval.
I seriously think she was like, Melissa, just say Marlene. Yeah, whatever. Get the fuck. All right. I don't give a shit. Get the fuck away from me. It's your Funyuns, yeah, you piece of shit.
She's a lot of Funyuns.
She hated me instantly.
You're flaming hot.
What flavor are those?
These are flaming hot. So,
I prefer the hot Cheetos.
Did you hear many people wooed that?
I can't believe they didn't Woo! Bring you nuts.
Stand up, and start to take your hoodie off. See what happens.
With this on?
It doesn't matter.
Wait, why?
Just do it. Just start to take your clothes off.
I mean, do you realize how weird this is?
There's some weird thing. I try it sometimes in comedy clubs. As soon as you start to take some clothes off, women do that.
No.
I'm
no,
not kidding. Women look, do look, that. Look.
Women, what if 30 of these so, just...
Women are so deprived of weird man nudity. Like, they don't go to strip clubs, so when they're in a comedy club and you start to take off your hoodie...
If the four of us stripped,
the hoodie?
They would have so much weird man nudity. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see Douglas yeah. movies? It was like watching The Half Monty. Too much Monty.
How did you know what I named my penis?
Too much Monty.
All right, so who...
But it's more like, it's too much Monty.
All right, so there's a comma in there.
It's one to one to one? Is that what... Okay, let's go.
I'm All full, right. Monty. It was a story of a couple that eats too much.
I'm full, Monty. Shut up, Ann.
I'm full, Monty. We're going to the show tonight. I swear to God, anybody calls me Annie, my fucking claw their eyes.
All right, we got to start with Matt and then go to Adam.
There comes a point.
We've got 2 minutes left.
There comes a
minutes.
Point where we're just doing this for us.
Yeah. And that point was 90 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Realized I left like 45 minutes ago.
We just have 2 minutes, so let's finish this exciting game. I mean, we'll go
choices.
Long if we have to, if we have a three-way tie, because that's too exciting.
Let's finish this exciting game. You said it so. All right, let's finish this incredibly amazing game right now. Here we go. All right.
Real nail biter.
You have the Funyuns in your hand, so you're going to be the most interesting.
I'm going to wait till it's my turn to talk.
That's the equivalent of the conch. Yeah. You have the Funyuns, so the whole audience is like, "Is going to come at me?"
Great.
Is he going to throw
Lord of the Rings? Lord of the Rings? Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings was about a kid named Funyuns.
Every time, I'm always Piggy. I'm always Piggy.
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
You get to... That was Rory. You get to pick... Sometimes our voices sound similar. I want to make sure people know that I wasn't that mean. We're going to start with Matt. We're going to start with Matt.
Go.
And then go to Adam.
Categories.
So, Rory, this means you still pay attention, even though we're not starting with you.
Cool.
Matt, would you like Dom and Dahmer? That's serial killer movies.
Okay.
Or would you like martial art films? And that's the films of Gary or Penny Marshall? Or back to our buddy Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, I'm going
to
go with the
films of
JOC. I'm going to go with the Marshall.
Okay,
big
this is a movie
Marshall family.
Directed by either Penny or Gary Marshall.
Yep.
2 stars okay. for this movie from Leonard.
Probably not correct then, because they just make 4-star movies.
I might disagree with Len a little bit about this one. I might go up to like 2.5. He says that the movie has scattershot gags.
Wah, wah.
And that it has cameos, including Demi Moore and Janine Turner, who both at that time in 1982 were on the soap General Hospital.
Okay.
And Leonard lists 13 names. And Rory's already giving up. From a distance. How many out of 14 do you need?
I'm gonna say conservative guess. I'm gonna go 10.
Okay.
I need 10.
Yeah, talk us through it. Adam.
This is from 82.
Mm-hmm.
I'm acting like that helps. I'll do 8.
Okay. Rory.
Out of how many names?
14.
Name it.
Rory wants
to... Because we all know what's going
to
happen if I say a number.
On the board. 82, directed by one of the Marshalls, someone from the Marshall clan. 2 stars from Leonard. He says it's got scattershot gags and that Demi Moore and Jeanine Turner were on General Hospital but appeared in cameos in this movie. And your, how many names?
Eight.
Eight names are Crystal Bernard, Ted McGinley, Titos Vandis, Saul Rubinek, Taylor Negron, Ayalag, Michael Richards, Pamela Reed,
Jesus,
and Dabney Coleman. Those are your eight names.
I hate it when I hear the audience go, oh, I know it. I was like, I don't. You guys walking out?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy, like, started out that, that guy started out the show, oh shit, and now he's like, oh shit. I gotta go.
Fuck this movie.
Maybe he's gotta take a shit.
It's a tough one, I'll admit, Adam, but do you have a guess?
Yeah, I know this is wrong. 9 to 5.
Yeah, Gary Marshall did not direct that, nor did Penny Marshall direct that.
May I venture a guess?
Please.
Is it Jumpin' Jack Flash?
No.
Can I make a guess?
It's not Batman.
Well, you got the point, Rory. We've got a 3-way tie.
War Games.
And no, War Games was directed by the late great Gary and Penny. John Badham directed War Games.
No, Gary and Penny Marshall.
They worked on it together. No, this was a comedy that also featured Hector Elizondo, because he's in every Gary Marshall movie.
Is it?
And Harry Dean Stanton, Sean Young, and Michael McKean. And it's called...
Can I guess what it's about?
Yes.
Is it about him being told he's going to die, and then he goes and Dabney... Wait, he's not even the lead in
it.
Never mind. So why would he get $6 billion and be the
called,
lead of the
The General movie? Hospital thing was a pretty huge clue, because it was Gary Marshall's first directorial effort, and it was called Young Doctors in Love.
Young Doctors in... Sorry,
what?
Wow. No, I was still guessing.
It was called Young Doctors.
Young Doctors in
It was called Young Doctors.
Young Doctors.
Rory's attention span didn't last a 4-word title.
The only thing I locked into was Dabney Coleman.
Young Doctors in Love. We've got a 3-way tie. And we were over by 3 minutes. So I don't know. That scared you guys at all?
You okay, Doug?
That did scare me a little bit.
A little bit. So Rory challenged Adam, so we'll start with Matt and then go to Rory. Matt, pick between Bruno Mars, that's Bruce Willis in space.
Yep.
Or...
The films of Penny Marshall. Go.
Or Plaque History Month, that's movies that have a dentist in them.
Mm-hmm.
Or Veggie Tales, and that's movies where someone is in a coma.
Good category. Veggie Tales it is, everybody.
Okay, Veggie Tales. Now, I have to ask you, and please answer honestly, did you hear the last episode of the show that we did from UCB?
No.
Okay. With Gillian Jacobs and DC Pearson and David Huntsberger.
I subscribe.
So people in the audience may have heard that one already. And so I already said this answer, but these three contestants do not know. So
this is ballsy.
We can
throw
play
this out here in a room of people that know the answer to this.
Yeah, yeah. Then they're all a little drunk.
If I say yes, I did hear the answer, can Adam go after Matt?
You know, Rory, I don't know if you noticed, but you were on the show once with a guy who questioned every move of the game, and it really irritated me.
Yeah. And you gave that guy $100. I'm not doing well, Doug.
Most annoying gets a prize. No, we got to wrap this up.
No.
And I didn't understand. I didn't understand your question at all.
Me neither.
I'll take the clue.
No. Me neither.
Doug, a clue, please.
All right, Matt. And then we go to Rory.
Rory. It's Rory. My name's Rory.
3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has someone in a coma at some point from 2003. He calls this movie, he says it's a dizzying array of pop culture influences, and he also says that it that the climactic scene is a knockout. Rocky. And he lists.
How strange.
No pre-guessing. No pre-guessing. 12 names.
12 names.
Yeah.
I'm going to need all 12, Doug.
Okay. That's fair. Rory. What are you doing down there?
Rory is actually in a coma. He didn't understand. He didn't understand the rules.
I thought it was like, who could be in a coma?
11.
Okay, Adam.
0.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Name that movie, you son of a bitch.
What's it called? Exact title, please.
It's called Kill Bill Part 1.
Bum 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 bum.
Those were released in volumes, motherfucker!
When do you ever get to say that?
It was worth flying to Chicago to get to say that. All right, so yeah, it's Kill Bill Volume 1, so Matt is our winner.
Tournament of Champions, here I come!
Oh, the listeners are gonna, they're gonna love you, like, they're gonna have, like, Sam Levine love for you. Now we have a
annoying.
New shittiest winner. That was awesome. Okay, so Matt was playing for Anne!
Oh my god!
Come and get your bag of stuff, Anne! Congratulations.
You're not a pirate.
Do you need that back?
I can't exactly check this.
Please
at the
don't.
Gate.
But this has been up on stage before, right? Yeah, once before. Did you win that time? No, okay. So you came back and you took what was yours, and
now please
don't bring that back again.
Now it's blessed.
Because I will be back. I want to do more shows here. And I appreciate everybody that's here. And I don't appreciate the bitching about why don't you actually come to Chicago. Because it's fucking cold in Chicago. And from the airport to the hotel shuttle.
Yeah, but from like the first week of May to the second week of May, it's awesome here.
Yeah.
That's why John Hughes made so many movies here, didn't you?
It's a national treasure in my book. Okay. Welcome to Callback Mountain. Tours at 3, 5, and 7.
Let me see if the Jesus Christ thing has a shithead written on the back. Where did it go?
He folded it up. I saw him.
What'd you do
it
with it?
As he was losing to
did
me.
Did you eat it?
Oh yeah.
He crumbled it up into a ball.
Yeah, and I threw it at him.
Interesting strategy.
Yeah.
Oh, and look, Rory crumbled that album into a ball. He ate it.
Does
it have a shithead on the back?
I don't. Is there one inside?
No. Look, nothing on the back. I could just say something from the back.
It does say bat dance.
I could just be like, Vicky Waiting is a shithead. Bat dance is a shithead.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
So could you come up here and we'll get a shithead from you, Courtney?
Courtney, I'm sorry. Look, I'm not good at the game, Courtney. I don't know what I'm doing. They make me do this show. I don't...
Court, don't worry about him.
For the listeners at home,
come on up here.
Courtney
is
weeping openly.
There you go. Just write down that piece of paper, not over that other shithead, but just anyone you want me to call a shithead. Oh, I know, it's a tough decision. That's why a lot of people make it ahead of time.
That's why we were partners tonight, Courtney. Yeah.
You guys share a brain.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your thing back. Your Batman. Anything you guys want to plug real quick before we go? Rory, where are you going to be around doing stand-up shows?
Bloomington, Indiana in 2 weeks at the Comedy Attic.
Cool. I like
Come
that
Come on
place.
Down. Have fun. It's a good Christian show. Come on down.
He does this thing where he goes on and pretends to be a Christian comic for like the first 5 minutes of his act, and he did that you know, in front of me, and I was in the back going, this guy, my crowd is not they do not want to see someone pretending to be a Christian comic.
I thought they would all be high and be like, this is crazy. And instead they're like, this guy's for real. When I stopped doing it, I was like, calm down. I'm not really. Like, where's the dog? So if you're listening, Sacramento,
that is the worst impression.
Go fuck yourself.
That is the worst impression of a stoner. Where's Dag?
Well, Annie was here tonight.
I want to suck on another spliff.
I'm too full, Monty.
I'm Pete Holmes. Yeah.
Yeah. Laser.
Matt, what do you got going on?
March 15th, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Come out if you're near it.
Dr. Grins?
What's going to happen there? What's the show?
Be a live Nerdist podcast.
Oh, nice.
There. Yeah.
That's a fun place to go to.
Yeah.
In a different time of year. And yep. Adam, people could see you all over
all
Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite jam in Chicago? You play the Zanies.
Strawberry.
And,
But Timmy O'Toole's downtown is.
Oh, Timmy O'Toole's.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice. Well, thank you guys once again for coming out. And every time I have to fly through O'Hare, I'm going to do a show here. If Zanies will let me. And I'll try to make it into Chicago, too. I owe Chicago a podcast. But I just love the lifestyle in Des Plaines so much. And I love walking over to Rosemont from Des Plaines. It's really an interesting walk because everybody drives by going, why is someone walking? What the fuck? thank you to Zanies, and thanks for listening. And as always, Bat Dance is a shithead. Yeah, that's what she came up with. Oh, words I just heard a minute ago.
Courtney and I are getting married tonight. We're going to Vegas tonight, girl. Fuck yeah, Bat Dance, shithead. Ruined the whole film, I thought. You know, the Bible says a lot about Bat Dance. Oh, look how many people are laughing. Sacramento, do you hear that?
Is he ready with the closing theme?
I believe he is. Thumbs up? Yeah,
thumbs up.
Ready.
Okay, right after I say this shithead, hit that closing theme, and then everybody Bat Dance.
Please, if you know it, do it.
Anyone who likes the Boondock Saints is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of World is viewing.